This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.
Minutes after 11 o'clock, welcome. Welcome, everyone. Welcome, my children, hooligans. It is a Friday morning, and it is the whole show, powered by Chevron. I am Brady Hull. I have Michael Kirkpatrick, the 467th on the other side of the bulletproof glass. Michael, I look a little different today. I'm wearing a hat.
I couldn't
do a thing with my hair.
It's getting too long, and I didn't have any product today. I got a long story to tell. I got to get to this Michigan stuff. But there's a reason for all of this. We moved into a new location. I've talked about it a lot. We got an acre now, so I'm basically a farm mountain man kind of guy. Got a septic tank. So you know where this is going. We got a septic tank. There's a toilet in the basement area that when the movers were moving stuff, somebody needed to use it. And, of course, used a lot of it. And it was clogged. It was clogged. So... got it plunged. That was disgusting. Just let me be real here. Plunging your own stuff is gross.
Plunging someone else's?
That's
a whole different story.
Oh, my God. Let me just say this. He ate well. Whatever he ate, he had a lot of it, and it was in there.
And the IBS was a
monster. Boy. So got that plunged, and it went down. So we're good, right? And somebody else used it. Then, unclogged it again, but then every time we flush upstairs or whatever, it would fill that toilet in the basement back up, so all the gook and all that stuff. So apparently, the plumber we called just so happened to be like, yeah, I serviced that house when the old owners were there. I don't know how we lucked out there. He goes, has the house been sitting for a while? And we're like, yeah, probably like 5 or 6 months before we got there. So that was the issue. They came out, fixed it. But here's the reason for the hat today. I know this is a very long story. So last night, this happened. The plumber didn't get there till this morning. So we were on a very strict, not even the... You know, if it's yellow, let it mellow. If it's brown, flush it down. It was none of that. We couldn't flush. My kid took a bath, couldn't drain the tub. None of that could happen.
If it's yellow, go to the neighbors. If it's brown, find a field somewhere.
Yeah, pretty much. We got a big enough property now where you could probably get away with it. So that happened, and I get up this morning, and I was mowing and working in the yard, all this stuff, so I'm sweating. And I'm getting ready to take a shower, and I'm like, oh, wait a second, I can't because we don't want any water, I guess. I don't know how the system works. So I had to drive over to our old house and take a shower there. Luckily, we left behind a bottle of shampoo and soap. So I took a shower there, get out, and I don't have anything. I have to have hair gel. Not everybody can have glorious, spiky, whatever that is, hair called like Michael has.
Yeah, my hair just does what it wants.
Just does what it wants. But I actually have to see people. You know, you can just be in your little Lego cave back there. I have to actually go out. So I had to go to UNC. I went to UNC football practice today. And I'm like, I need gel. Otherwise, my hair, it like feathers up and it just turns into this white dude fro. And it's very strange. It's feathery. That's how I can explain it. It's just feathery. So I didn't have any product. Luckily, I found an old Dirty Nuggets hat in the house still. We got a lot of crap to get out, apparently. Come on, movers. Maybe less time in the toilet, more time moving. So I threw the hat on, and that's why I'm wearing a hat today. It was an adventure. It was absolutely an adventure last night. And then on top of that, Mike, something else. I'm mowing the yard. I'm going to have stories for days now, guys. You're welcome. Nature Minute returns. I'm mowing. I got my father-in-law's like monster riding mower, and I'm borrowing it for now until Walker Mower hooks me up with something great. And I have to mow ditches now, and my neighbors were all like, "Yeah, you probably want to use the push mower for that. That's a little scary." It's like, no, it's fine. So I, in one part of the ditch, got it. Then I try to go up the ditch, and I got stuck. The back end just now wedged into the ground. And I text my neighbor, my guy Don, and I'm like, Don, I flew too close to the sun, man, on this mower. Where's your Bobcat? I need it. I need it. He's like, dude, I'm at dinner right now. I can't. So I go out and I find a pipe, and I'm out there for the next hour just wrenching, jacking up the mower. Finally got it to a point where I could back it out of the ditch, and I'll never make that mistake again. But Mike, my goodness, the amount of content from just my experiences, because I grew up as a farm kid, but I haven't done this kind of work that I've been doing for the last 2 months, fixing sprinklers, just lifting heavy stuff, moving it, mowing a big property. I haven't done this kind of stuff since I was like 18 years old. So it's all very new to me again.
Well, thankfully, you actually work out.
I do. I haven't been into the gym, which is my gym, my home gym. I haven't actually lifted in like 3 weeks because I've been doing so much of this other crap. So that's driving me crazy. But luckily, that has helped a little bit. Go Poke says, chemical mowing the ditches is the way to go. Yeah, I might be doing something like that too. It was embarrassing because it's in the front, you know, and people are driving by and they're like, hey, it's a new neighbor. Look at that idiot. His mower's sitting there and it's stuck, and we got a toilet we can't go to the bathroom in. And it was a wild adventure. It really was. But I tell you, a magical moment. My son, as I've talked about, my kiddo, I love him to death. He is autistic and he is brilliant. He's awesome. But he gets anxious and he gets, things. He likes a system, a routine. What's the biggest change in a routine? Moving your entire life and house. So the first couple of days were kind of rough, but the last couple of days, he's finally calling it home. He's literally saying home. He used to call it new house. He's saying, let's go home. He sees me on the mower last night, and he gets the biggest smile in the world because he loves watching when my in-laws have people come over to mow their place, or the people in our old green belt mow. He loves it. So he sees me on the mower, sprints out. I turn the blade off, of course, and he jumps up onto the mower, and we're riding around mowing, and he's sitting on my lap. It was so cool, man, to experience that. It was a very, very good day. Wild day, but a great day.
I thought you were going to say he saw you drive it into the ditch, yeah, and he laughed his butt off.
Yeah, no, luckily.
That's a routine I want.
Yeah, luckily, and I probably won't mow the front yard with this feisty little 7-year-old because I could see him when he's ready to get off just being like, see you later. I'm going to go investigate about 14 houses down the road here because that's what he loves. He loves to explore.
And I'm faster than you.
Oh, well, he's not faster than me yet. I'm still faster than him. And I take pride in that. I got to be fast. I'm not faster than the dog, though. When the dog got out last week, my gosh, he listens to my wife, dude. He listens to my wife. My wife will yell. He'll turn, tail between his legs. Here he comes. I yell. It just encourages him. I posted videos of me on the slip and slide, and he just looks like a middle linebacker and takes me out. This dog loves me, but has no respect for me. Zero respect. So as soon as I'm yelling, bear, I think it encourages him. He's like, yeah, dad, more. He called, you know, we do the dad thing. And he takes off. And it's been a wild week, dude. We've been moved in about a week and a day. And we've got stories for days. It's absolutely fascinating. So that's just a little bit about what we're dealing with. But we did get the plumber out this morning, got it fixed, got my mower up. So we're good. Everything's good for the moment. First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. Michael, Michigan. We got the Michigan story. The fine came out. Michigan gets a major fine, a lot. I mean, it could be up to $30 million, $50 million even. But no vacating of victories, including their 2023 National Championship season. So our Lorado Whiskey poll question of the day, should the championship have been vacated?
And the answer is the Washington Huskies should be national champions.
That's right. Your team was in that game, and they would be given the championship if this were the case.
I don't know how I feel about this because I really am uncomfortable with vacating.
I am too.
It's just like, well, they – maybe they cheated. but they also played, and you still have to play the game.
Well, it's like UNC, the University of Northern Colorado.
They went there.
They went to March Madness.
Yes, they did.
Because the former coach, who I really like him. I think he's actually a really cool dude, BJ Hill. He just got caught up in the craze, man, and he was in trying to get players to his school, and UNC is not necessarily everybody's top choice to go. So he's like, yeah, come here. I'll do your homework for you. I'll take a couple of tests. I mean, it's not right, but that's what he did.
But Coach Smiley's now one of the top places to go.
Listen, I'll tell you right now, side tangent here. I went out to UNC football, and my guy, John Kitzman, John K., he's like the AD of communications, or all, I don't know what his official title is. But he is a rock star. He is doing things over there. He's senior associate of director of athletics. He and Brooke Richards, she was out of practice today. The content they're putting out on socials, the emails I'm getting, the rosters are updated. Like all the work they're putting in, man, they're grinding. So UNC, man, keep at it. You're doing some great things. I'm excited. But I did get a chance to watch practice today. I didn't get a chance to go out on the field and get close up like I was last time. I was just out there to talk to people, really. It was just cool to see them. They're going on their big camping trip. The football team goes on a weekend camping trip. And they, like, live off the land out there, man. Yeah. Ed's talked. They bring livestock up there, Mike. Yeah. Yes. Exactly what you're thinking is happening.
I would bring Doritos.
I don't think that's on their diet.
Doritos and Mountain Dew. I'd be like, this is living off the land.
You couldn't survive in a camping trip, I don't think. Do you think you could?
Yeah, I could. I could live off the stuff I bring with me.
No, what if you didn't bring anything? You're just going to have to fish and hunt. Find all your food like a man. Do you think you could do that?
I would Ron Swanson it up.
Yeah? Could you fish?
I can BS it.
You what does that mean? Like, you either can
figure it out.
Do you know?
I mean, I don't like fish or anything, but like, if I'm hungry enough, I'm going to figure it out.
Well, I don't know that I went camping once and I was like, it's beautiful out here, but when it comes time to go to sleep,
I want to poof in the bathroom.
Yeah. That's, well, I wish I could have last night. That would have been fantastic. But the fine, the NCAA Committee on Infractions ruled on the University of Michigan's advanced scouting case Friday, with the school facing a series of fines that could eclipse $30 million. The Wolverines avoided punitive penalties such as postseason ban or the vacating of victories, including during the 2023 national championship season. The head coach, Sharon Moore, who was on the team when this went down, he was like one of their OCs, or an OC, I think. He's going to get hit. Yeah, he was the OC in 2023. He was the co-OC and offensive line coach in 2021. He will get an additional game suspension. So a game for him.
Let me guess. That game is against the University of Nobody.
I gotta look at that too. No, he's expected to serve a 2-game suspension in the upcoming season, which ESPN reported in May at the university proposed to sell. It was a self-imposed suspension, so they already put one on there. So they added another one, so it's 3 games for him.
And it's at the beginning of the season, so they might be playing against a really good team.
Nebraska's in there.
Yeah, but Nebraska doesn't count.
I'm just
really
saying.
Team.
I'm
like
just
they,
saying.
They haven't been really good since they got butt hurt and left for the Big Ten. They should have stayed in the Big 12.
So here's what's going on. People are wondering, like, what about Connor Stallions? And I know GoPokes is texting in on the Sheridan, Wyoming place. The little, what was it? What did he have? Like a vacuum repair place? Stallions, and then like one of the running backs that was on the team, he was in his name too, apparently. And the running back's like, what? That was such a weird thing. So Connor Stallions, is his name will be infamous in the sports world forever now.
I think that vacuum repair place also helped people move across the country, you know, when they were trying to avoid the law.
Yeah, I always wanted to make a road trip over there. Check it out. We never got to it.
That's a Breaking Bad reference.
It went over my head. NCAA committee also levied an 8-year show cause penalty for former Michigan staffer Connor Stallions and a 10-year show cause for ex-coach Jim Harbaugh. Yeah.
What's he going to do for coaching?
I said it's not going to matter. He knew what was coming. He got the hell out of there. It's a new 10-year show cause penalty will not begin until after he serves a current 4-year show cause from a previous NCAA case. So basically, the man will never coach in college. I would imagine he's never going to coach in college again.
I bet he was like, something bad's going to happen. Let me call Pete Carroll and ask
him
for advice.
What did you do? Pete goes, dude, if you're not there.
I left for San Francisco. No, he left for Seattle.
He left for Seattle. And
I left for Seattle and stayed there for 12 years.
Yep. I knew this was going to happen. He's going to get a big suspension kind of deal, never going to coach in college. And he's like, fine. I'll just be in the NFL, maybe going to a Super Bowl. I don't know. I think the Chargers are going to be good this year.
Another reason to hate the Chargers.
Oh, it was Blake Corum. Thank you, GoPokes. Because his name. So that story was crazy. He was asked about it. And he's like, I have no business relationship with Connor Stallions. There were records of an LLC in Wyoming. Like, why Wyoming? What's going on there? But it was Wyoming and Sheridan, Wyoming. So according to the records from the Wyoming Secretary of State Corum, Stallions and a third person, Connor O'Day, are listed as organizers of a limited liability corporation called BC2 Housing LLC. So where did the vacuum thing come into place? Because there was a vacuum repair thing that was connected to Connor Stallions as well. But that was weird. And for Blake Corum, he's like, what? I have no idea. Whatever came of that. But weird stuff was going on. Big Hub texting in. I don't think Jim will ever go back to college now. Unless, like, how old is he? How old is Jim Harbaugh? I'm going to say 60.
61.
61.
I mean, he's got enough.
He'll be 75-ish. 70, because it's 10 years plus the 4, and he already served one. So he'll be 74. I guess he could come back in an advisor role or something, but odds are he's done.
Yeah, advisor is in, like, voluntary, but they'll pay him under the table.
Well, he wouldn't have to if he's done with his 13 years left. He has 13 years that he cannot coach in college.
I think he's staying NFL. Like, he's proven that he can do well the NFL.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know what the thinking was, why he left San Fran, but he wanted to get in the college game, and he obviously did pretty well, but
my guess is the leadership, like, in San Francisco wasn't great, because if you look, like, immediately after he left, everything crumbled, and it wasn't just the head coach, it was everything. I don't think Colin Kaepernick was a bad quarterback. I just think that Colin Kaepernick had a bad coach. I think Jim Harbaugh was a much better coach.
So the size of the fine is pretty considerable. It includes also a $50,000 initial levy, 10% of the football budget, 10% of the cost of football scholarships for the 25 season, and the loss of all postseason competition revenue sharing for the 25 and 26 seasons. So that could easily go up to the $30 million mark. $30 million for Michigan. Is that really going to do anything? Is it really just the embarrassment? That's it. And
are they even embarrassed?
No,
I don't think they're embarrassed.
No, I mean, they were bold about this. They sent a dude to go spy on teams.
Look, and they're probably not the only ones who do it. Let's face it. A lot of schools probably do it. But they just were the ones who got caught.
Well, they were bold about it. I mean,
yeah.
This guy's just showing up, standing on sidelines, too. And he's, like, in the stands. Like, it was people didn't even recognize. He was just standing there, and they just assumed that maybe he was a staffer. So this was a wild story. Now, this goes into the poll question. Should the championship be vacated? That's what I'm asking. And I have always had a hard time taking away games, taking away wins, taking away championships, because the game still happened, but they cheated, though. To win those games, would they have won those games if they didn't know everybody's plays?
As a Huskies fan, yes. Take vacate all of those games. The Huskies are the national champions.
Yes.
As someone who is actually uncomfortable with taking these games away, like I say no.
If you directly cheat to win, like if it's Paterno, like didn't he get wins vacated because of the whole Sandusky thing?
Yeah.
At Penn State.
But I thought that was different.
That's what I'm saying. Like, that's weird to me to vacate wins. You weren't cheating. Now, what happened there obviously was worse than cheating, but it wasn't impacting your win or loss, how you played the game. It didn't. So I guess I've always thought if you're cheating to get better players, like BJ Hill did, if you're cheating to win games, then okay. I get it. But if you're Reggie Bush, your Heisman got taken away because people gave you stuff and you accepted it. And now, obviously, we know what's going on. No, Reggie Bush's Heisman should have never been taken away.
So yeah, that's stupid.
I think that if whatever you did helped you win whatever you won, then it should be vacated. I have changed a little bit of my tune on that because it's cheating. Would the UNC Bears have had as many of those good players that year if Coach Hill didn't say, hey, come here and I'll do some of your coursework and stuff? That's a pretty sweet gig, man. If you're a student athlete and your head coach says, I'll take your tests for you, I'll do work for you, that's a pretty sweet gig in that era. Now, I don't know if that flies, but if you're cheating, if you're spying on teams and getting their calls and plays to win, yeah, I do think their national championship should be vacated. I don't know that I'm giving it to Washington. I think I'm probably just saying nobody won. Washington lost. There was no winner.
Are you saying that out of spite?
No, honestly.
Are you saying that because I call Michael Penix Jr. MPJ just to bother you?
You know I like Michael Penix Jr., but it does bother me that you call him MPJ.
It's hard to hate Michael Penix Jr. He is.
Oh, I was rooting for Washington. And I don't even hate Michigan. I don't hate Jim Harbaugh. I'm not a big hater, really.
I've hated Michigan so much since, like, the early 90s. So, like, this actually, being punished is great.
GoPoke says, did they cheat? Or were the other teams sloppy? Don't make it that easy, bro. That could be. The truth is both. Did teams not have better security? Yeah. Like, if UNC football's practicing today, and here comes Michael Kirkpatrick, and he's got binoculars, he's got a notepad, I'm coming up there, and I'm like, what are you doing here, man?
Let me see your ID.
Right.
Let me see what your name is. Do you have a pass?
Now, what he did, though, he also attended games. And so he just looked like a regular dude, and he just happened to be filming and taking stuff. Things that fans can actually do. Like, I could do that today. I could go to a Wyoming-San Jose State game and just film the sidelines the whole time and then send that off to CSU. Like,
or,
I could do that.
Yeah, put it online.
Mm-hmm. So that's a good point, GoPokes. Like, were teams sloppy? Yes, but you still did it. You still went out and you spied on teams and got their signals. I'll never know. The world will never know how much it really impacted them. But if it didn't impact you at all, why were you doing it?
It's really sad that someone has to do something wrong or something controversial for these big leagues and groups to use innovation. Like, that technology was there. They just, so many of them weren't using it.
Mm-hmm.
And it can't be that expensive. I know Division One, like the FCS.
Yeah.
They can't, like, not all of them are that rich.
No.
But the FBS, oh, you've got money.
Yeah.
You've got money.
Yeah. Well, it's funny, like, I'll be at CSU practice sometimes, and a helicopter will fly over. And one of the jokes is, you know, who is that? And I always joke and say, "Oh yeah, that's the UNC helicopter. It's over there spying on the Rams for their week 3 matchup or whatever." Because UNC doesn't have the funds, they can't afford a helicopter. Go Poke says, "I think coaches should be thanking Stallions for getting helmets with communication abilities." Well, yeah, that's, to be honest, yes. The NCAA, for as long, like, I know not every school can afford it, whatever, but the stupid signs that have, like, pictures of celebrities on it and Kermit the Frog, and that's supposed to mean this play or that, it's so dumb. I've never liked that. Communicate. You have the technology. If you're an FBS Division I team, you can afford the helmet to coach communication.
Yeah, and you should be paying for it, and they should have done it 10 years ago.
Yeah, but the NCAA doesn't like to do stuff that's, you know, smart.
It's too new. We're taking jobs away from backup quarterbacks.
And it'll take away some of the magic of college sports. And we like seeing guys throw up little billboards and players got to figure out what that means. No, just be able to say, "Hey, run to the right." I know the play calls are a lot more complicated than that, but it shouldn't be, you know, like a pitching coach or whatever. It shouldn't be that stuff.
That stuff was funny, but I'd rather watch good football than
watch a quarterback squint his eyes looking over to see the play call with the billboards up. Yes. Did Stallions and company take advantage of a crappy system of something that is so easy to cheat? Because it is easy to cheat. You can clearly, like, if you went to a game and got pretty good seats, you could take your phone and just film the coaches. And you might get caught, but you could do it. And then you could package that up and give it to a school. If they accepted it, obviously that's on them. That's now they're in trouble. But that's how easy it was to cheat. Like how the Belichick, the Spygate thing, you remember that? Like, how did that happen?
And how did that happen a second time?
Yeah.
Why would Josh McDaniels hire the guy? It's like the NFL should have known and gone like, "Hey, you're hiring this guy?
Yeah.
Let's keep your eyes on the Denver Broncos."
But it just, see, like, the NCAA, and I guess the NFL, because Belichick kind of got off on that. He didn't get a monster. They didn't get, like, they don't vacate wins, and they don't do that kind of stuff in the NFL. They suspend you. They fine you. Like Tom Brady, 4 games for, quote, "It was more reasonable than not," end quote, that he took air out of a football. So they gave him 4 games for that.
Except every quarterback in the NFL was like, "Eh, I don't know about that."
And it wasn't that much air that he took out of it. It didn't really matter.
Yeah. I mean, I think all the circumstantial stuff, like, "Oh, my phone broke," like all that other stuff kind of made it look more guilty. But I'm not convinced.
See, that one to me is almost like, did he think it was against the rule to just stick a little needle in there, let a little bit of air out? Did he really? I don't know. Because seriously, we did it on the show. You remember? We did it years ago. And we took a football and we took the little needle thing and we took the amount of air out that Tom Brady allegedly took out of it. And for me, it was like, it was nothing. It took like 2 seconds. You didn't think about that. When I would play sports in high school, I mean, I remember the ball seemed like it was a little too bouncy. You just go pop it in, take a little air out. Probably against the rules. I should be fined. But did it. So that one, whatever. But this, I get all the points, how sloppy and how stupid the system was. I get it. But that's the rule. You can't go steal people's signs. You can't go to their practices and or wherever because he was going to practices and games too. So you can't do that stuff. It's against the rules. And you used it to win games. Otherwise, why did you do it in the first place? So if it is, and again, what this is compared to the Sandusky stuff, night and day. That was evil, devilish stuff, awful, terrible. Yes, punish them, get anybody that was involved or knew about it, get them out of the league. But do you vacate the team's wins? I just don't know that I'm there on that because the game still happened and it messes with everything. But kick them out. Give them the big punishment. You're done. You'll never coach again.
Yeah, I thought with the Sandusky stuff, I thought Penn State wouldn't come back. They actually came back pretty quickly.
Yeah, and I think they were so good. Now they got stuff, but they follow the rules so well that I think they got some of the sentence reduced too.
Yeah, but that's you're right. That Sandusky stuff, that to me is just.
Well, that's worse, obviously.
Yeah.
Like what Ray Rice did, that kind of stuff, that's worse. But I've said this for a million years now. If you mess with the game, you will be punished big time. Although, depends on who you are, I guess.
Yeah, yeah. If you're a bigger school, you don't get the death penalty. If you're SMU, you do get the death penalty.
Yeah. First Advantage text line. Blew the clock here. I got the good, the bad, the ugly coming up next. But first, let's take a short break. It's the whole show powered by Chevron. We got Benjamin Albright, Broncos insider, host of Broncos Country Tonight coming up in the 12 o'clock hour. And then in the 1 o'clock hour, we're going to have some fun. I'm going to bring in, we're going to get to our meeting of the mindless on the whole show version. We're going to bring the dude down the hall in and Tanner Schwint. We are celebrities now, by the way. Tanner and I are now celebrities. We're going to be in front of tens of people because somebody is very interested in highlighting our beard hair bet that we have done in honor of the Rockies winning 35 games.
You're welcome. I made a lot of calls.
I'll tell you about that coming up next. It's the whole show powered by Chevron, Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
What's next for the Colorado Rockies?
I'm getting better.
No, you're not. You'll be stone dead in a moment.
Keep it on Northern Colorado's home for Rockies games and discussions.
I feel fine.
103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
There's only one feeling, like lighting that open sign for the first time. Like deciding whether or not to frame that first dollar. Like knowing every customer by name when they walk through the door. Whether you're starting from scratch or from a century of tradition, every business deserves a bank that's been growing communities for generations. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
It's Jerry Schimmel, the voice of the Colorado Rockies and formerly voice of the UNC Bears, and you're listening to The Whole Show.
Blue, green, 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 yellow, yellow, blue. Guitar Hero. You ever play Guitar Hero?
No. I saw the episode of South Park.
I used to like that game.
But then you started playing guitar.
It was kind of fun. It just got really, like, the easier levels were fine, but they were too easy. And then the mix between easy and hard was just too much. It was too easy or too hard, and I quit playing it. Not into it. Not plus it's too much. When I sit down to play video games, Mike, I like to sit down and relax. I don't like to stand up and have to. Not my thing. First Advantage text line 888-530-0043. Jerry Schimmel. I don't know if this is public knowledge or not, but Jerry Schimmel, one of the voices of the Colorado Rockies. You hear him on KFKA, both on the call. We're an affiliate of the Rockies. But Jerry also joins the morning crew. I got to get Jerry on next week. I've been wanting to talk to him for a while. But apparently, Rockies TV might be interested in showcasing the beard hair challenge that Tanner and I are doing.
Interesting.
Yeah.
You know,
I won't forget about you when I'm big.
I was going to say maybe we could put that, like me in it.
No,
because people would go like, moment. Oh yeah, there's. This guy's not shaving, and it's not because he's lazy. It's because he's a part of the bet.
My fear is they're going to promote it, but they're just going to be like not promoting the shows. They're just going to say, and these little sports fans are sticking with the Rockies, Brady and his little buddy Tanner.
Good for them.
That's what I worry about.
How swell.
I did it because I wanted reasons to watch. I love the Rockies, but I was like, dude, really? I'm not interested in this team. I got more interested in this team, though. I am interested in some of these young players. So it worked. You're welcome, everybody. It's a great promotion. I should be hired. If I could, Mike, what's my next big thing? I got to come up with, this has been a big thing. Now, I did steal it from Tanner, but I'm taking 100% credit because he was doing it.
Well, you're general manager.
He was doing every every series win, he would shave. And I said, no, we're doubling down on that. I'm not shaving or cutting my hair until they win 35. And I text Tanner and I said, you in? And he said, yes, so it is my idea. 43 minutes after the hour, Mike, let's jump out and get the latest on the local sports flash.
This is Ellison Hubbard, former CSU Ram, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back into the show. The Denver Nuggets, they released their 25-26 schedule. I don't nerd out. I kind of nerd out about football schedules. I don't really nerd out about hockey or baseball or basketball schedules. I mean, I nerd out about stretches, like, oh, that's going to be a tough stretch or whatever. Or there's a couple of games like Michael Porter Jr. coming back to town when the Nets come to Denver. I don't really get that up in arms about it, but there's just like the Nuggets have 16 back-to-backs. I think that's like the most in the league. They had 16 back-to-backs last year too. So stupid. Start the season off at Golden State, October 23rd, 8 o'clock. It will be on ESPN. So that's kind of a maybe a fun one right there. January 29th is when the Nets come to town. Michael Porter Jr. will return to Denver. I would imagine there will be a tribute video for him. Let's see. Christmas night. We knew about that one. Christmas night home game against the Minnesota Timberwolves. Woo! That's gonna be great. Christmas is going to be great.
The
Broncos play also.
I just wanted to say, like, it would be it's a great day for sports.
I know,
in
but
Colorado.
You just had to inject Broncos in here. You can't even give me a segment to talk about the Nuggets. Is this how this is going to be? Like, yes. Every time I bring the Nuggets up, it's going to be...
Well, yeah, that's actually a good point about Jokic. Bo Nix did something similar. He threw three touchdown passes.
He threw three touchdown passes, and all of them went into the net.
Mm-hmm. Well, that Christmas will be a blast, though. That will be a big day. Broncos, Chiefs, Nuggets, T-Wolves. Yeah. Sign me up for that. They open up their... they are on the road. Yep, home opener is two nights later against the Phoenix Suns. The Thunder will make two trips to Denver this year, February 1st. Final home game of the campaign, April 10th. The Lakers are coming to town January 20th and March 5th. Yeah, 16 back-to-backs. Silly. There's a note in the Denver Post about their NBA Cup group, too. I could give you two you-know-whats about the NBA Cup. Texter from the 970. How about you don't shave until the Bears win one big sky game? Shadron State doesn't count. You would end up looking like Gandalf from the Lord of the Rings.
That's hurtful.
Bears are going to win a couple games this year.
They'll win a couple
I'm gonna
big
go
sky
four.
Games.
I'm going to go four. They win four games this year.
They won a big sky game last year.
Yeah, they beat. Didn't they beat Weber State?
Yeah, it was.
It's a big upset.
Number 21.
Yeah, it's a big upset. Bears are. They're getting it. They're going to get it. Based on all of the stuff I gained at practice today, I can tell you. I don't.
And as you said yesterday, like, you can learn everything in practice.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't. Look bigger. A couple guys I was sitting next to noticed O-line looks. They look bigger. The O-line's been in this studio. A lot of the linemen have been in here. They are monsters of men.
What do you mean by bigger? Are they like bigger and stronger? Or bigger
bigger and stronger.
Burritos?
Bigger and stronger. That's Ed Lamb's like MO. It's lifting and being stronger and tough.
That's so like they're not taking a trip to Taco Bell. They're like, you know.
I'm sure they eat tacos, but you know, you can't be on an offensive line and not eat tacos. 11:53 the time. We're going to take a short break, wrap up hour number one. Benjamin Albright, host of Broncos Country Tonight. We had some stuff yesterday. The joint practice is over. Training camp is essentially over. Starters aren't playing in the preseason anymore, or at least not Saturday. And we had some injury stuff yesterday to get to. See if Benjamin can give us an update on Garrett Bowles at this point. The whole show continues. We'll be right back.
From
more KFKA programs, podcasts, sports schedule, and news, go to 1310kfka.com.
Hey, it's Andrew Bogish from CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back in to The Whole Show. Brady, hate that I miss seeing you at practice today. Think you and Tanner should make the Rockies bet an annual thing. Is that our girl Faith out there? I missed you. Where you must have been in the stands. I had a hat on and a beard, so there's no way anybody could recognize me. I'm surprised they actually let me in. But it was cool to be out there. I actually asked specifically about my guy, Miles McClarity. I said, how's he doing? And the communication staff is like, he's going to be good. He's going to be good. I love that dude. Rooting for that guy is an incredible story, an incredible family. This is why one of the things I really love about this job is you get to meet so many great players that some of them, not everybody goes through stuff, but sometimes they do. And a guy like Miles, like his story, fascinating. And I count me in as a number one fan of his. First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. Coming up next, we got Benjamin Albright. Talking Broncos with us. He is the host of Broncos Country Tonight. How concerned are we about Garrett Bowles? Apparently it was kind of asthma related yesterday. So we'll talk about that. And then we got top stories of the day coming up first. And then we get into the meeting of the mindless, I believe. I confirmed that with Tanner. I don't know if I confirmed that with Derbs. Sure he'll be down the hall though. It's The Whole Show. We'll be right back.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.